Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Feed me.
Welcome to the Ryback Show Live. I am the big guy, Ryback. Happy Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everyone is doing fantastic out there. Streaming live, Instagram and TikTok, the big guy, Ryback 22. We'll talk about a little bit of Instagram stuff and an update on some stuff happening on my account there. With that, in TikTok, we are about to hit 3.4 million. The most followed, most polarizing man in sports entertainment today, the big guy, Ryback. With 6.5 years of no TV time, yet he is the number two most followed professional wrestler, despite not stepping in the ring in several years. Behind only the most electrifying man in sports entertainment, The Rock. Great Khali is technically number two, but he has the whole country of India. We don't count the Great Khali anymore. I've decided there's an asterisk at the bottom of it. Great Khali is number two, so I'm technically the third. But for purposes of this podcast, I am the number two most followed. I am the number one most followed non-actor, despite some of my entertaining segments that I do. Perhaps the most truly entertaining non-actor actor in the world, possibly. It's up for debate. But thank you to everybody on TikTok. The big guy likes to have fun, guys. Relax. And we might actually hit 3.4 million during this live. So if you guys could watch the live, share the live. Let's get the big guy to 3.4 million. We're watched anywhere between, it could be anywhere from 50 to 100,000 people on the live on TikTok. This show is in six figures listening on all podcast platforms, which, by the way, available on all podcast platforms, iTunes, wherever, Droid, Android, if that's that you used to listen on that, or wherever, iHeartRadio, Podbean, the big guy, Ryback, the Ryback Show is available on those platforms. Your iTunes reviews are greatly appreciated on that as well, guys. Five stars, por favor, on that. Guys, we're streaming live, Ryback TV, Ryback Rules on Twitch, and Ryback on Twitter, the live stream with that. But swing over, come over to YouTube. That's where subscribe. Guys, we're on our way to where the channel's growing pretty fast again. on our way to 500,000 subscribers on Ryback TV. Greatly, greatly appreciated on that, guys. I love you for that and the support, despite all the social media stuff going on, which we'll talk a little bit on, an update on that. And but your super chats are where your super chats are brought up on the screen. You are the co-host of this show. The ebb and flow of the shows go where your questions go, ladies and gentlemen. You love me, want to ask a question? Super chat. You hate me and want to try to burn me? Super chat. Guys, and we put those up on the screen. Unless it's a really, really just a negative, bad thing, then I just take your money and I go, ha-ha, meat hook shell shock out of Rybackville forever. But that takes a very special, special person to do that. It's only happened several times. Typically, the majority get brought up on the screen. This podcast, guys, this show is brought to you by Feed Me More Nutrition, my premium supplement line, sweetened with stevia and monk fruit. No harmful artificial sweeteners or colors like those other guys. Vegan friendly for all people, men and women, he, she, and thee on feedmemore.com. You can save 10%. That's right, 10% on Feed Me More Nutrition and all merchandise on feedmemore.com with the discount code RYBACKSHOW10. That's RYBACKSHOW10 at checkout with that, guys. And plus, but wait, there's more. You get a free bottle of our brain feed. And if you like Onnit's Alpha Brain, you're going to love my brain feed memory and focus support. A $34.99 value, yours free, just for buying anything on feedmemore.com. I should get into voice acting. All right, let's get this. We're hopping right in, guys. Coming in hot today. I saw a super chat up here. Learn up. Like, that font is really hard to read on my screen. The Learn Up Church, oh, thank you very much, just says, hey, big guy. Hope all is going well, buddy. Thank you very much. All is well over here in Rybackville. An update just too, as I'm scrolling through and the questions are coming in. Been having a lot of issues, as you know, obviously on Twitter. It's been all social media platforms in various ways with everything going on with WWE, the legal stuff going on with the Ryback trademark. They are illegally restricting my accounts. They are partners with all these companies. They have done everything in their power. They've had me removed to try to make my life hell and to limit the amount of money I can make while this whole thing is going on. They Instagram, this has been going on since 2016. If you've watched me listen to me, I've talked about this for years now. So this is nothing new. This is something I've had to fight and hustle and grind to try to find ways around the stuff going on. And the social media companies are very, very communicative with me. Spit it out, Junior. Can't even say communicative with me on the matters. And they oftentimes will not answer very specific questions because of the things going on. Instagram removed Ryback as a marketing tool to me to market. I used to be an interest on that. They took that away in 2017, which very, very early on into everything. That is very rare. You'll see somebody who is a public figure in interest be removed as an interest. Why did that happen? WWE did that because we were marketing to people that were fans of me, and it made it very easy to market everything, appearances, supplements, to people that loved me and followed me. So what do? Remove that as an interest. Instagram also, now this is another tactic they did. When I use hashtags, that's a very relevant tool to show up on those hashtags. They were not having me show up. They removed me from that some time ago. Once again, they've done this multiple times. And so you have to ask, why are they doing that? And I've had to open chat after chat. They tell me they're going to get a phone call. They don't call me. They close the case. I got to open a new case. And I just have to keep going until I get somebody that maybe likes me. I don't know. And then they fix the issue. So I'm now showing back up. Last I checked on the hashtags, because I weren't even showing up on my own hashtags. Ryback, Feed Me More, which, by the way, I have over a billion views on those hashtags on TikTok. On Instagram, it is almost non-existent, very, very low. And you have to go, which I'm as active on everything on all these platforms. So this is just giving you a little insight onto the things you think you don't really know. Like, I have to spend hours on this stuff in my free time trying to, and there's all these platforms, right? So just imagine how stressful that would be doing this. And that's why they're doing it, because they want me to crack and crumble, and it won't happen. The hashtag hungry, we just keep going. And there's days that are better than others, but I ain't giving up. I ain't no little bitch. And I'm going to shell shock those motherfuckers 1, 2, 3 when I win the Ryback trademark publicly if they choose not to settle. So it is game on. We've only got a few more months left, and I've got the pedal to the metal. I found ways around all their trickery and all the BS time and time again, and I will continue to do so because you can't stop the hungry, ladies and gentlemen. Fate is fate. The protected are protected, and the destiny will be fulfilled one way or the other. All right, Tyler Sugar, Ryback Show regular, coming in hot with a super chat. Thank you, Tyler. What's up? Was watching the DX segment from 2006 where Coachman put a bounty on DX and noticed that Sheamus was a security guard. I thought it was cool. Wow, that's it. I did not know that. And but that makes sense. That time, WWE, Sheamus would have been either close to getting signed or signed into developmental. I don't know if he was at Florida Championship Wrestling yet. That might have been prior. That could have been, I don't know, maybe that was a show overseas, and they used him as an extra, and that could have been actually what led to him getting signed, just going by the years and knowing that I got re-signed in end of 2008 and was at FCW from December 2008 on until the going to the main roster. Is yep, yep, yep. What did you skip Sheffield, NXT? So that would have made sense because Sheamus would have been FCW, I don't think was a thing yet in 2006. Maybe it was. Maybe I'm off a year or two, but I would have think that maybe was what led to Sheamus getting signed, who, by the way, is had a fantastic career and is one of my favorite in-ring opponents. I love wrestling Sheamus. All right, we've got a spammer in the chat, Meat Hook Shellshock out of Rybackville. Thanks for playing. Go ahead and come on one of your other spam accounts, loser. Uh-oh, we've got another one, the Nature Boy in the house. Woo! You've just been shell-shocked out of Rybackville. Thanks for playing. You guys go back into your little Reddit forum, regroup, come up with a different game plan. Let's come up with some new names, and let's come back and try to spam the chat some more. You only help my YouTube analytics when you do it. I'm pepped up and ready to. I'm fired up today, guys. Good question. Why don't you wrestle anymore? I've never just not talked about this at all. I needed a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement at 34. That is why I left. I have been so open and transparent about what I've had to go through because I want people to understand. And there's been so much lies and BS, you know, I read and people try to say that I'm blackballed from wrestling. And this is very minute, like the same three people. And like these things, I go, what are you talking about? You don't know my emails or my text messages. You don't know what's going on. And none of these people will actually acknowledge that the injuries or the fact that I've come out and said numerous times years ago when I stopped doing all wrestling and appearances because Sophie had disc disease. So, and I chose that what I loved and makes me happy. I sacrificed hundreds of thousands of dollars in one revenue stream per year in appearance fees and wrestling fees, guys, to keep my dog alive, who's going to be 7 November 24th. So you take the truth, and that's 100% the actual truth of why I stopped everything, because I couldn't check her in anywhere. She was paralyzed twice. It has taken, she's had 8 surgeries, double-digit ruptures. So like, that's what happened. And then you have people that push out these lies on something else that I'm just this big, horrible human being. How can you have a guy that's doing this be that? I ask, well, because they don't actually want to acknowledge the truth and they want to push out lies. They know that I'm not in the game right now. I'm out. I'm taking care of business. I've got the legal matters at hand, but never once did they mention that. Never once did they mention a successful supplement company. No, because it doesn't fit their narrative. And that's why I say, just follow me for the truth, because they ain't giving it to you. But I'm 100% now shoulder. We got a little more work, but it's all timed out well. The legal stuff with WWE goes to decision end of March or sooner. It looks like we might be on track to get that done a little sooner. As of right now, we're ongoing everything. I just had a quick conversation with my attorney the other day in which we had to submit some stuff based off their testimony. We got them, literally have them by the balls, ladies and gentlemen. And it is, and I'm not backing in. They desperately want me to settle for free. They because they do not want me to publicly win. But I'm not going to settle for free because of everything they've done to me. Hunter's either going to make it right and be a man and fucking call me and talk to me, and I still ain't going to settle for free after that, in which they know that. or it's going to decision. I'm going to win publicly. And I've already told Hunter, I've literally told Hunter this, that I will have nothing to do with them for the rest of my life if that is the route they go. If they do not right the wrongs of the past and be a goddamn fucking man and fix the fucking mistakes of Vince, I have no goddamn fucking interest doing any business with you. And that's that. And that's the facts. So that's where everything stands. And we're going to go end of March. I'm a man of my word. I've said it time and time again. But if he wants to be a man and not a tin man, a man, and actually call me and see me in person is what I actually said, him and Stephanie, I would prefer both. Then we could take care of business. But no hair off my back. Life is great for the big guy. And there'll be plenty of pro wrestling options once this legal shit is all over. Thoughts on John Morrison. Love John Morrison. Extremely talented. Worked with him briefly when I was in Nexus. And I like him. Great attitude, great wrestler. Thought his always could have been utilized in better roles in WWE. I think, which I don't know, he's always been involved and booked, but he's never, I've always looked at him as a guy that I think could play any role in the company. And he looks like a million bucks. Damn near is as ripped and lean as anybody in the game, and consistently, never out of shape. He's doing the stuff other people have done, and like that, he's an innovator and capable of like hell of an offensive attack, right? And I think that he has better psychology than a lot of the guys that do a lot of the same similar moves, right? With that, but I think he knows how to adjust, you know, based off of who he's working in the crowd, and which is a sign of knowing your audience, right? I've always liked him. He's friends with all the guys I'm friends with. We're not overly close. We follow each other, but I've just not been around him, and that's all that it is. And I'm no doubt, like, if he would have been in WWE at the same time, he would have been at Hooters with me and Ziggler, probably. You know what I mean? So, or I'd be at Hooters with them. However way, doesn't matter with any of that. So, but I think he's, I don't know why, like, a guy like that to me should be being featured in AEW if he's not with WWE. And that's one of the things, like, and that's why I wish too, like, I don't know if AEW has a thing where they don't want like WWE guys. Like, man, if that's like even part of what's going through the thought process, it's like, no, you want the biggest stars and you push the guys that can go and that can perform and play the roles that are going to get the biggest audience. And like, I think that is a hindrance. You can never listen to that hardcore negative mark crowd because those guys are watching regardless. So you want the superstars that they're going to watch regardless and that are going to get the casuals. And it takes a group effort on that and good storytelling and whatnot. But I like John Morrison. I don't know how else to say it. I think he's extremely talented. Super chat, Robert Nudvig. Nice ice cold Zevia. Hey, Ryback. What's your opinion on the Usos and the tag titles on potentially Sammy and Solo versus Usos? Good storyline. Your fan, Robert K. I did not see SmackDown this week, and I'm not sure if that was something that was involved in the storyline of possibly setting that up. I, though, am all for that at some point in time. And because whenever, and you've got a faction like this, and they have such a dynamic with Sammy in there, it's such an interesting, it adds such an interesting dynamic to the group. That, and with Roman, I think the story with that is, as long as the titles are in the bloodline, does it really matter who's holding them? And as far as from Roman's standpoint, right? They've got the gold. So whether it's Sammy and Solo, or the Usos. And so just hearing that, that's what I'm thinking, and that where in Roman, in a nice competitive rivalry for guys, Sammy and Jay, right, that are having the beef, and Solo kind of in being around Sammy. And like, I like that a lot. And I think it's a way to create tension within the group that's going to get resolved, and where then everything smooths over and the bloodline storyline continues with guys outside, right? So I'm all for that. All for that. That would be great, great, great creative and great storytelling if they go that route with that. Prince says, do you think Austin Theory is buried by his cash-in? No. So again, you guys, so here's, it's going to depend on how he's used in the future. So you got to remember, and there's been plenty of people, a handful, Cena being one of them, right? That not cashing in, granted, Cena was made, so it doesn't matter. He's an exception on that. But the other guys that failed, I don't know the exact list off my head, but I know like Sandow never was recovered from, essentially. They didn't go all the way, which was debatable. Like, should they have pulled the trigger? My thing is, if you're going to give them the case, you might as well pull the trigger and give them a run. But for whatever reason, you can't have everyone cash it in because you got to have that, you know, but that suspense of it not being 100%, right? It's gonna depend on how he's booked and the storylines moving forward. If he's allowed to go out there, heels like him could go out and get beat as long as they're given opportunities to get their heat back, given microphone time. Miz is a perfect example of that, right? Miz has lost more than anybody, but Miz has been booked on everything and been given storyline after storyline to be a great heel, and he gets wins at the right time. He has Maurice with him, or he has some circumstances where he gets wins over big names at the right time. They know how to turn the fire up, crank that fire up under him at the right time. And so the guy like The Miz is this fantastic career heel that with a little baby face run or two mixed in there, but predominantly a heel with that, right? Because he's given the opportunities. Now, Austin Theory, here's where if he's on TV and he's given another and he's programmed with Seth Rollins, right? He's given time. He can get heat or he can this and that. He's being booked every week. He's on every pay-per-view, going from storyline to storyline, get to win in there, here and there. You've got yourself a fantastic heel that you use to get heat, that get to wins at the right time where he has just enough credibility. It's a balancing act, and they know this. They know this all too well, by the way, with it, right? And it's just a matter of he's in that, in which I don't 100% know if he's in Hunter's circle like he was with Vince's, right? With that, now what's not good is if he starts going to TV and he's not being booked, or he goes to TV and he's on Main Event and then he's in catering the next week and then he's on Main Event again and then he's in catering for a few weeks and then he's told, well, we're trying to figure out something for you. Now that is dangerous. That is where, because then the conversation starts going with these people, like, does he need a character change and this and that? Maybe we should send him back down to NXT, let him find himself. That would be an example of something that's bad, where there's something going on that he, right? So we got to wait and see. I don't think that's the case. I think they're going to continue using him because he can go. And I think he's a guy, they have a lot invested in him with the Vince and the Heat that I think he's just going to, I think he's going to put guys over and whatnot. But at some point in time, I think they know that guy's going to have a good babyface run, and they're just letting him just develop more and more. So it's just a matter if he's used or not. Yeah, Corbin was another one, but Corbin's another great heel. Great heel. He's made the most of every character, and he's given microphone time. He's given big storylines. He's given programs with top guys. They've got JBL with him. Another. I like it. So that's not failing in the sense of, you guys, this is physical acting, and it's just a matter of if you keep getting roles, and that's all it is. On that, you can't fail. Like, you know, Baron Corbin, how can you fail? And I'm asking you this as wrestling fans. Think about this stuff. How can they fail if they know what they're going to go out there and do? You are a wrestler. You show up to the building. An agent or the Hunter or Vince, when he was in charge, comes up to you and says, this is what we're doing tonight. I would like you to go out there and go and do A, B, C, and D tonight. Okay? Whether it involves quote-unquote winning or losing. With that, every talent knows what they're going out there to do prior, so they cannot fail. So that's where it is physical acting, and it's just a matter of going out there and executing your role time in and time out. Did I fail in the main event at Hell in a Cell against CM Punk? I ended the pay-per-view on top of the cage, shell-shocking him on the cage that we rehearsed over and over. We went in with Brad Maddox turning and low-blowing me with Punk on me, with Punk getting in, Brad Maddox pinning me and counting. How did I fail? I knew we were doing that prior to doing that. It's physical acting. And so that is where I need you guys to... It will help you enjoy the product so much more. But again, had that happened and then I disappeared and they didn't use me again. Now, we could all agree that booking wasn't great with things and being red hot and not, right? And that's them. They just have to, that we've talked about all that. But as, from a talent standpoint, talent cannot fail in that. If I would have gone out there and not done that finish, I then would have failed to do my job. Do you understand? And that's where I talk about pro wrestling and fans, how they look at things. Man, don't get too caught up in its characters acting, and it's physical acting, and it's the hardest thing in the world, but it's physical acting at the end of the day. Super chat, Tyler Sugaru again, buddy. If you could main event Mania against one of these legends, who would you pick, Hulk Hogan or Ultimate Warrior, if they were still alive, both in their prime? I'm going to go Hulk Hogan, brother, all day long on that. Straight up, want Hulk Hogan. I was a Hulkster growing up. The Hulksters versus the Rybackers. What is your favorite WWE cash-in? Mine is Dolph Ziggler. I was there for that. And me and Dolph have talked about that. The two loudest reactions that night in that building after the night after WrestleMania was Ziggler's cash-in and was me turning on Cena to end the show. But Ziggler, that cash-in was the, I think that was the loudest thing of the night, if I can recall, and with my segment following it at the end of, in which I got to close the show. So it was, I was very happy for him on that. And I hope Dolph gets a good lengthy championship run at some point. Good question. Does Sami Zayn and the Bloodline almost give you Owen Hart and the Nation of Domination type vibes? I can see why you say that. Yeah. I really get those vibes a lot. Glad Sami Zayn is finally being used for something cool. And, you know, Sami's been used in cool stuff a lot. You know, was it years ago where he was in doing the complaining on TV is where I think he really, really started to shine. There was probably stuff prior to that. But I think anyone that knows Sammy inside the business knows how talented he is. It's just a matter of giving guys enough time and consistent booking. Oftentimes in wrestling and WWE, it's inconsistent booking where it's stop and go. And whether that was contributed to Vince or which, yes, on that, and that now under Hunter, let's see if there's going to be more consistent long-term booking where guys are used and capitalized on when they start getting momentum. And I've always said this, I'll never understand from a wrestling standpoint, if I own a business, I don't give a damn what my personal feelings are. If I have guys that are getting momentum and going, I want to make as much money as possible. I'm listening to the people. I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the analytics, and I'm going, but we got to find something. Let's keep this going, guys. Layup, less work for us. This is working. We don't have to now try to manufacture something working when this is working. And that is where I think wrestling will thrive if they capitalize on that. Uh-oh, Ryback's getting over. What are we going to go do to sabotage this? Let's just take away all his merchandise and have him lose 7 pay-per-views. Yeah, that doesn't cut it, Chief, right? You gotta, you know, hey, Zack Ryder's really, really over and did all this stuff and got his YouTube show and he's got all more followers than anyone on social media. What can we do? Let's bury him on TV week after week. You tell me, how does that man, it's absolutely insanity Rusev Day was the hottest thing going for a while. Let's put him in a championship match and have him get beat and then not do anything with him. Hey, I know. Let's put him in a cuck angle after that and embarrass him with his wife before we fire him. Hey, so if Hunter, if that's going to be the same way they run the business, things aren't going to get better long term. But if they go, no, we've got layups here, or we've got our talent actually doing their job, let's reward them. Right? So that's my thoughts on that. Alberta, Canada, what's going on? We've got people worldwide here on the Ryback Show. Did I like working with Wade Barrett? Absolutely. Wade is one of my good friends. He wished me a happy birthday the other day. And he's one of my favorite people. I'm very happy. He's on SmackDown now after his stint on NXT. I don't think he would have gone to SmackDown unless things kind of changed the way that they did. And which is a testament that according to him, it's a very positive, good environment. Which was not the case previously. So I'm very happy for him. I'm looking at your questions here, guys. Walter, good to see you. Double W. Hope you're all as well with you and your family, buddy. Yes, when the WWE issue and when all that is resolved, that's probably all going to time out. I'm working diligently on my shoulder, which I got a lot of work to do today on it. Significant strides have been made the past month. I'm 295 pounds, ripped, jacked, and stacked and ready to start going pretty soon. I'm training as if I've never stopped my training as if I was not going to wrestle. I've kept my training and my conditioning. I do my cold tub, my hot tub, my sauna. I keep myself mentally involved and ready so that way that when everything is ready to go, I literally have the game plan and ready to execute. Okay, this is what we're going to do. Okay, this is what I need to do to be ready. And I've got everything in place to keep my time to be ring ready as minimal as possible. And that is what I've done. So just, I know it's been a long time, but you know, there's not a playbook for all of this and for needing a 5-disc fusion and shoulder replacement and getting 19 stem cell procedures and spending hours every single day for 6.5 years. Nobody will ever understand what I've had to do. I try to tell you and I know, when I'm doing the work and I'm just like, man, nobody will ever understand this. I'll be able to talk about it. Nobody will actually, and that's okay. I understand. And it's honestly probably outside of what I've done to keep Sophie alive, it's probably my second most proud thing that like in my life of what I've been able to overcome. So Smoky Bacon Mix says, how can you be so calm when the WWE is trying to ruin your life, man? They need to be held accountable for their BS. Yes. So you got to understand, I've done a lot of self-development, a lot of reading, a lot of audiobooks. I have a good amount of experience. I've faced a lot of adversity in wrestling with injuries and different things and coming back from it. That is what they want, you know, and I've gone off and I do my rants here and there on the things. But I go one day at a time. The true value of love and happiness. I found happiness in the most basic things on life. I've got a great life, but I've not taken a vacation. I've not done anything. I am as focused as I've ever been every day and out of the limelight. And I took myself out of that. I found ways I know the work I've done to build my supplement company and to build these things. And I go, everything that happens is for my favor and benefit. And the truth is going to win. And so I give you guys this analogy. It's just a slingshot, just getting loaded more and more and getting pulled back more and more. I'm doing the things that I would do regardless of how great everything was. I am building, I'm building, I'm building, I'm building. So the moment this is all fixed and resolved, all this back content, all this restrictions, all this stuff, all the lost revenue on things, what's going to happen is that slingshot's going to be let go. And it's going to be, you're going to see, I'm telling you, and Mark, I've said this over and over, you're going to see such a huge, drastic rise in all my numbers on everything and all the back stuff, which is just going to make me more money, more exposure. And I've already stayed exposed despite all this stuff going on. So I find the joys in finding ways around what they're doing and what's going on, and in knowing that I've always been protected and that this is something, and then being able to overcome these injuries. And like, I just know everything's going to be okay. And that is what has kept me sane and calm more often than not. Now, don't get me wrong. There's moments, you know, man, and I cut promos sometimes on things. It's like, you know, yeah, I'd like to hop on a plane and go straight to Connecticut and go show right up at their place. You don't think that goes through my head? It 100% does. These are bad, horrible human beings. They are literally trying to destroy me. What, and I've talked about this. What if years ago or something, what if I killed myself? That's probably what they would have wanted, right? They don't love me. They don't care about me. I know this. I know who I'm playing against. Even if things get resolved, I know deep down who and what they are. And it is what it is. And it's not just me. That's how they treat everybody. It's not just me on that. So there's no hard feelings on it. But this is very personal. And I just know, I go, I'm going to win. I have the patience and the consistency in the experience of overcoming adversity after adversity to know that I am going to win. And so, and that's why I have no fear telling people what's going on. I don't care about the people that say, oh, you're lying, you're making this up. I've literally posted the stuff of them wanting my social media, of the things they've done, the social media accounts, platforms telling me I'm restricted. This is all stuff. This isn't like, and anyone with half a brain can go and see and look and, you know, so. And go, and I tell you guys, go look at people that have similar follower counts and look at their analytics. You'll see the difference. And that is their way. They can't stop me from getting followers. They could slow it down, which they've done time and time again. But they go, well, the next best thing is to hurt his impressions so that he's not seen within his following. Hide him on the hashtag. Hide him from being found. Make it more difficult, because the normal person would crack and give up. They would. People wouldn't, oh, I'm not getting the millions of views or hundreds of thousands of views. I'm only, sometimes there's only 100 people in here watching live, despite thousands watching all around with it. But a lot of people could get insecure about that. I don't look at it like that. I go, if I got one person, if I got nobody in here live with me, I will talk for an hour and a half or an hour, and I will find a way to put out a show and to help people one way or the other, talk about stuff that people could use, give my thoughts on things. And keep doing what I'm doing, because I know the recipe for success, and they're not gonna fuck up my meal at the end of the day. So that's how I've kept my cool and my composure. But and I don't wish this on anybody. Yoda says, "Can you grow your beard out? I'm curious to see how that would look on you." I shave my beard every 2 or 3 weeks. Usually every 2 weeks, I do the beard trim. I've let it grow in a little longer. I don't like that scraggly beard, mountain man. I just don't like the way, like the Daniel Bryan, or you know, that kind of beard. I don't like it. I like, this is the perfect length of from how I like my beard. I like the consistent look, right? I don't want the big shaggy. I don't think it's, you know, I look at myself as a, okay, I can't even say it with a straight face, sex symbol, and a ladies' man. I consider myself an attractive man. I don't want to do anything. You know, I'm a very large, I could be an intimidating figure. I've got to know how to adjust my tone when I'm talking to different people, because if I'm too deep, I could threaten people. So I know how to lighten it up a little bit. I know how to adjust my voice. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, good to meet you. Nice. Hey, what's going on? Nice to meet you. With a friendly smile for somebody a little softer, right? I don't want this big mountain man beard scaring people away. quick random question. Who is a better worker, Chris Jericho or CM Punk? 1,000% Chris Jericho. Not even, I'm telling you, not even close. Chris Jericho. End of discussion. Not even in the, not even nowhere in the same ballpark. Chris Jericho. There was never a, Ryback, what began the Vince dislike for you? It was never, I've talked about it, it was all the legal stuff. And it was a matter of playing games. And I stood up for myself with them. They did a very bad thing and forced me to drop a multi-million dollar legal lawsuit against the doctor that messed up my ankle and leg. They literally threatened my job with it. I've talked about this. This is where the things, the wrongs need to be made right. This is where a lot of the problems were created. They had that bitch Jane Geddes do a lot of it. And over a off-the-record phone call, as she put it. And that, and this is when they put me in the main event. And like, so everything I've worked for and to overcome, and they threatened my career, literally threatened me not being with the company if I did not drop that lawsuit. And so that was, and I played ball, and they told me that would be water under the bridge and it would be smooth sailing and they were going to make it up to me, and which they stabbed me in the back. And that is where the attitude for me comes, is from that lie, because that is messing with my future, right? And with my problems that I have, and I'm probably, when I get older, can, like, very serious matter. It's 100% illegal, by the way, what they did with it. And that's why I've stood up for myself on these things, and then how they've treated me and other people, and I won't put up with it. So Vince, it's all a game. It's all power. So if you have somebody that stands up for themselves and then against them, and like, and very, and after this, I played ball for quite a while. Then once I realized, I go, oh man, fuck these people. That, you know, it, in him, it's all a game. Dangle the carrot, dangle the carrot, dangle the carrot. He knows my mindset. They were well aware from, they had me, I did interviews all the time. They're well aware of my positive mindset, the secret, the law of attraction, looking at the positive and everything. So Vince sees that and he goes, oh, I can fucking show him that that's not the way it works here. That's 100% what kind of human being he is. Oh, that's how it works in the real world? Well, this is the WWE universe, pal. I can fuck up positivity like that. And that's what they try to do, and I just don't let them. I just shift out of it and go to something else. And but that's the 48 laws of power that the place was run under. Thank you, Randy. Yeah, no, he goes, the thing is, Ryback, you gave them your blood, sweat, and tears, literally. Injuries, and this is how they repay you. It's frustrating as a fan to see them hold you back. Brother, no, trust me, I've gone through all of this, and I appreciate that you understand. And but it's not over. I've been blessed. I've literally been frozen in time. I felt like I've been protected by God and from the powers above. I've been given a second chance at full health, and I am gonna fuck things up when I get back. And that's that. So it's like, hey, yeah, we missed some time here, but I'm going to be strong and healthy when other guys are going to be retiring. I'm in my prime. So I'm not like, the time is going to be made up. It's going to be fine. So, and I've got all this other great stuff out of it. I've learned so much, and the truth always wins, man. And the karma, they've all been dealt a lot of karma. These people, they don't even realize why the things happen to them. It's from doing bad things to people. You don't burn the big guy. Need to get you up to 1 million subs and you could be a YouTube big guy with a wrestling background. Yeah, we're on our way to 500,000. The YouTube shorts are doing me well. I am growing the channel once again. There's still a lot of things. I find it odd. YouTube, on the one video I talk about them restricting me on the Burger King video, I don't know if you noticed that, that video took off for the first time. That's the first viral video I've had in years. And I've had chat after chat with YouTube. Even my YouTube shorts, the ones that, like, I'll literally put one out and it'll jump up to like 50,000 views right away. And then it just stops. And I go, why would that get 50,000 views and then be frozen? And that's what I deal with, like TikTok. Like, I got to redo a lot of my TikToks. You guys don't know this. TikTok just, they don't, not even community guidelines. They literally just freeze my videos that are going viral, and which I have to literally, I can't do anything. I can't share it. It's not under review. They freeze it. And I got to delete it and then redo it. And then usually they don't do nearly as good the next time that I repost it, because that timeline, there's time has gone on. And oftentimes I don't even know, unless I'm looking, I got to go look through videos on which ones are frozen. They won't answer why. They don't even reply back anymore. And I'm a creator on there that gets paid. Like, I'm under like their creator thing and I've got contacts. They don't want to answer the questions. I've asked, I go, can you please have a phone call with me? I just want to point stuff out to you. Like, hey, why do you hide my supplement company when I mention it on my post? That doesn't make any sense. It does, though, if you understand what's going on with everything. And it fucking sucks. But I can't stop. If I stop, it's over. If I keep trying, there's always a chance. And that is what has gotten me this far. Oh, here's a good question. Yeah, this is a very relevant thing going on. I was wanting to talk about this. I was writing down stuff earlier, and the Braun Strowman stuff going on from his match with Omos and his tweet, right? That's been kind of a topic of debate the past week in the wrestling world. And you say, I've been seeing videos and articles talking about Braun Strowman getting a lot of backstage heat. Any input on that from your perspective? So one, a lot of that stuff you can take with a grain of salt. It's dorks talking to other dorks online. So you've got the dorks that have jumped the guardrail that are backstage in WWE texting and calling the other dorks that write the articles and the pieces of shit out there that make up lies. And they will create drama and controversy oftentimes for guys just to do it. And it's so stupid. But Braun, and knowing in that tweet, Braun was just putting out a sarcastic tweet with that. I'm gonna just say this on the matter. You never want to do anything, sarcasm or not, where it could be disrespectful to other wrestlers, right? This is something we all people do, and I've done it. You got to understand. So Braun, and as all WWE superstars, Braun gets a lot of hate from fans all the day long. I see people that say Braun's a wannabe Ryback, getting bullshit on. You can't do anything, no moves, can't move. Blah. I see some of the stuff and I'm just like, everyone gets their own hate, right? So you're dealing with a guy that's probably dealing with getting a lot of hate. He's back on TV. He's getting more hate than he was probably getting than when he was away from WWE, because instantly the moment you're on TV, that gets cranked up from the people watching you, right? As well as the love, but that hate. And so sometimes you say things to just kind of burn that crowd, to kind of poke them, to troll them. And I think that's all that Braun was doing. I don't think Braun was trying to be disrespectful to high flyers or anything like that. And I know Braun. I know Braun well enough to know that. And sometimes you can tweet something and it kind of gets blown out of proportion. And he's saying the 47 stars. I knew that instantly reading that it's a sarcastic tweet. Sarcasm is one thing on Twitter specifically that their crowd does not understand. And so, but someone will then take that and try to say that, like, oh, he's bragging about how good he is or this and that. It's simply him poking the people that throw that hate and that, you know what I mean? That said, I think that you can say what you want to say, and you could have done it in maybe a little better way. Absolutely. We all can go back and look and say, oh, maybe I could have altered that a little bit and made that. I still think no matter what he would have said, people would have tried to find a way. But that's what my thing is in pro wrestling. This is where, who cares if he's getting backstage heat? If the guy's making you money and you're like, it's a sarcastic tweet, who gives a shit? What are the most interesting fights in the UFC? The guys that run their mouths. Pro wrestling was built around running your mouth. So now the moment you've got guys going out and trying, you want to put out something that's going to get attention, right? Oh, this will get people's attention. That's all that was. This will get views, get likes, get retweets. That's what you want. You want your talent getting that. You want your talent being seen in the right ways within the guidelines. He's not insulting sponsors. He's going out and he's putting himself over. God forbid that. God forbid a guy's confident. Conor McGregor is the most confident, outspoken person. Guess what? He's the most followed, and he gets the most attention on social media. Now, do we all agree with everything Conor McGregor says? Probably not. I sometimes question. I go, when Connor, I see a tweet Connor puts out and he says, I'm horny, guys. I laughed hysterically with that. Is that something I think that maybe is not the best thing to put out? I don't know. But I understand it's going to get attention. It's funny. It's him just being sarcastic. We don't know the context of it, right, on any of it. But that's the name of the game on social media. He's not hurting anybody. He's not posting a naked photo or anything, right? So it's just words with that. And that's where I think you've got to – if I were Braun and I did that, I would just say, man, everyone fuck off. Fuck off. Yeah, let's see how – like, what backstage heat? Like, man, that stuff that oftentimes Meltzer will say that because his fucking dork producers he talks to or dork referees or dork whoever, writing assistants, fetching coffee all day. Nothing wrong with that, but dorks, just dork, pencil neck little fucking twerps that they, you know what I mean? Get out of here. Oh, Braun's really getting heat. Who's giving Braun heat? You think there's a group of high flyers? Do you think Rey Mysterio and the guys, Mustafa Ali and all the high flyers are sitting in the corners just sipping their coffee? Oh, we're going to get that Braun. He called us floppy wrestlers, flippy floppers. I don't think that's going on. And I think it's silly that people, I think oftentimes most talent know he's saying he had a 47-star match. Do you not see the sarcasm in who he's talking to in that? So I think it, and again, this is one of the things that bothered me with pro wrestling. Do you want guys going out and getting attention and getting noticed? And he's not hurting anybody in that. And are you, who cares? All that does is, if that is true, it's just the flippy floppers that are insecure over the tweet. If I'm a flippy flopper and I read that and I get upset, screw me. That's my insecurities then, not his. Let alone on a sarcastic tweet. Now I'm saying, would I put that same thing up? Probably I wouldn't. No. Not on that, but I don't know the context of everything and what was going through his head and what he saw, what he was responding to, and like, but I know it was a sarcastic tweet on that, and I don't think it's you're, and again, this is pro wrestling. It's a business. It's not the friends business. It's show business, and you go out there and you perform. You work professionally with. And this is my take on wrestling. If you want wrestling to be the best it can be, I don't give a shit if guys are buddy buddy in the locker room. All I care about as a promoter is guys respect each other enough to get along and to put together matches and to go make money on that. And outside of that, I don't give a damn if you're playing video games together. I don't care if you're traveling together. I don't care if you're eating together. All I care about is when you're in my fucking venue performing for me, you go out there and be a professional. And that is what being a professional wrestler is about. But you've got a lot of sissies and a lot of pansy boys out there and a lot of people that get their panties in a bunch when they oh, that's offensive. That's an offensive tweet. Oh, my goodness. What is Meltzer going to say about this? Get out of here, fucking dorks. I hope Randy Orton, I don't know what the situation on Randy Orton is. But I know back injuries, I know all too well, it could be game over. So I hope he personally goes to BioAccelerator. I've said this numerous times and, they healed me 100% and I needed a 5-disc fusion. So I don't know exactly what Randy has wrong other than a lot of pro wrestlers at the length of career he had. And, he's landed awkward in doing that, the RKO. And even though he doesn't come down on his ass, it's more of a, but still, a lot of that stuff adds up over time. Tyler Sugar, thank you again, buddy, for the super chat. Happy late birthday, big guy. Thank you very much, Tyler. Greatly, greatly appreciated. Time is flying by, my man. 41 years young, prime of my career. 40 to 55 are the sweet money-making years where you can really... on top of it, and if you take care of yourself, plant-based, look at Tom Brady, which, by the way, 21-16 victory today over the Seahawks. They're 500 now, first place in their division. Things were not looking good a couple of weeks ago. That just shows you never give up, stay hashtag hungry, and that's what true champions do, is they stay patient, they stay consistent, they don't give up, they keep trying, and Tom at 45 years old, going on 46, playing quality football at the absolute highest level. And the Buccaneers are keeping themselves in the picture, and they've got a bye week coming up. So I'm hoping get some guys even healthier and stronger, ready to go, and let's finish out the last seven games of the season. We've talked about the Logan Paul on the previous Ryback Show archives. Love everything going on with Rey and Dominic Mysterio. Rey, I love Rey, man. And I'm very happy that he gets to have his son. And a very rare thing in pro wrestling to be able to do what they've done. And I truly hope, you know, man, I think it would be really cool, personally, if they – I would like to see Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio at WrestleMania. And I think it would be really cool if have it as intense and heated as possible, where, you know, Rey doesn't want to fight his son, where and Dominic really just keeps cranking it up, that heat up more and more and more, and doing more and more and more bad things, to where finally Rey can't take it. They have the match at WrestleMania. I think it would be a beautiful opportunity for WWE to show one of those a storyline, and I think so many people could relate to this, with a father and son in not getting along and going out there and doing battle, in which I would imagine maybe letting Dominic get the victory, but have the moment where at the end Dominic, like a breakdown, where they reconcile and have that moment in the ring at WrestleMania, I think could be a beautiful, beautiful moment in which Dominic would then say, and this is just be off the wall booking the top of my head. You've got the storyline. He's with the Judgment Day. They finally have the match. Say Dominic gets the victory, and say even it's with Judgment Day interference, and Dominic really didn't. And maybe there's a storyline in that where he tells them, like, I want to do this. I want the victory. I need to know that I'm better than my dad, sort of thing, in which they get involved at the end. Dominic does get the victory. Maybe, and then not happy about it, Judgment Day starts attacking Rey, in which Dominic does the babyface turn, cleans house, has the moment with Rey. I think that is a beautiful, protects Rey, makes Dominic whole again, and it shows the world that, and I think Dominic could be a huge babyface if they do that correctly, if they're ready to. I that to me is where I could see that going storyline wise. The creative dork in me. But I don't know anything about pro wrestling. I don't know anything about it. Dumb as fuck. Someone says, I know you will never give up. I know people be hating about you. Hating about you, you will give up saying trash, but I know the hungry, where there's a will, there's a way. Hashtag feed me more. Thank you. I always just tell you, just look at the people that are saying it. They, and what they've done, and they, these are people, they will not follow, they will read things online, and they want to believe that, and they don't have the internal strength to even accept that they could possibly be wrong on somebody. And so they continuously will look for things to hate about someone. Right. And that's what, like, I get people, they go, all you do is complain and hate. And I go, do you look at my stuff? 99.9% overwhelmingly positive outside. And then the stuff that I got to stick up for myself. What would you do if your social media was being restricted, costing you millions of dollars on things on top of the hundreds of thousands you're spending on legal fees and all the other BS that you need to get fixed? Would you just sit back and take it? Or are you going to fight for your life? It's just common sense. With that, but yet how am I the bad guy in this? I'm sticking up for pro wrestlers. I'm not gaining anything. I'm being hurt by doing this in the short term, but it's going to be better in the long term. And I firmly believe what I'm doing, and the hungry, and I truly will prevail. Thank you very much, Russia. Thank you for joining the show. Worldwide, Ryback worldwide. Boats and hoes. We're going to go ahead and block that guy. You are completely clueless. Ryback, what do you think about Austin versus The Rock at WrestleMania 39 with Triple H as referee? I don't think that's happening. I think that boat has sailed, my man. And I think both Austin and Rock at the age that they are would not, and the expectations they have for themselves, would not put themselves in a position to do that. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. If they were, they could be wrong. Do I think they could do it? Yeah. I think they're more than capable of doing it, but I think if they're going to wrestle, I think Austin's going to want somebody like he did with Kevin. I thought that was the perfect way. And I don't know, man, Stone Cold, that was such a great ending and everything. I don't know how you top that. But I also know, though, that like if you know you've got one or two more left in you, you know you could go do one or two more. Why wouldn't you go do one or two more? Because once that is done, it's done. Once it's over, he's at that stage. So I hope he has. That'd be awesome to see him do another one. But I also understand if it's time, it's time. And he'll make that call. And only he knows that. I love Steve. I have nothing but the utmost respect for him. And I'm so happy that, like I felt, man, I was so happy. He's been out, what is it, 20 years? I can't even imagine how incredible he must have felt that whole time. And how afterwards, how great he, I bet you there's no better feeling than that first night when it, after he got through that. And man, I bet you he was as good as he's probably ever felt, if I had to guess, because he did it. And then the second night with everything, it was good icing on the cake with all of that. We're going to shut off the TikTok here. Thank you guys. Swing over to Ryback TV to keep watching the show live on YouTube. My phone battery, my charger is going to die here. I want to make sure that the live goes up on TikTok. Thank you, guys. We had 42,000 views live on TikTok here so far, not even counting what he'll do for the rest of the day. So thank you very much on that. Let's see here. Do we have any other questions, guys? Yeah, McAfee took the stunner. Absolutely amazing. My Instagram we're completed 1 hour. So Instagram always shuts the live off. I like to get those posted and up live with that. Yeah, Pat McAfee took the stunner. Amazing. McAfee, man, what a talent he is. Absolutely outstanding performances by him, everything I've seen. But I will say I like Wade Barrett on commentary, even though I like Pat McAfee on commentary too. I hope they find a way to keep Wade permanently on one of the shows. I like the OC a lot. I'm happy they're back. Both great guys. I do think, yeah, the titles, I am a fan of getting the titles on both shows, and I understand why they put everything on them, but I don't know how long that's going to go on for. I would imagine they're going to keep it like that maybe for a while with that. I don't know. Having all the gold. I understand everything's invested in that. Into that group. So, and where it's like, are they going to, when Roman loses, or the Usos, is everyone going to lose on WrestleMania, right? That would be the reset for the group to figure out what's the next stage or whatever, whenever that time comes. So, but yeah, I'm a fan of having both titles, both tag titles and Universal and WWE Championship on different people. But I think it's great. I have no problem with what they're doing. I just think at some point, though, you do need to get things back on track. Hey, big guy, if talks went good, would you ever work a deal with WWE 2K to appear on video games again? Yeah, that's not – by the way, WWE, and I've done the things I've needed to do to keep things the way. and that I'm winning all of this. So they have abandoned the trademark. They didn't, because they don't want to pay me for anything, but I've done the things that I've done to make sure to ensure that, right? So that, but like I'm more than once that I win this or they finally come around and settle on the final piece of the terms, then yeah, 100%. Would I have loved to have been in the video games? Yeah, but I know what I needed to do to make sure that that didn't happen. And it's all worked in my favor with that. So, but I think moving forward at some point, yeah, I've been in them. The pay was absolute goddamn shit for those. So they have a lot to make it up to do. They screwed up my generation over on the video games royally on that. Royally. I've talked about that time and time again. Hey, you've seen it actually talk. We're Cena, the guy who's set for life in the room of all young guys. Guys, we got to suck this up for the multi-billion dollar company. They made a bad business deal and we're just not going to be able to pay you guys while you're here in your tenure in WWE for the video games. Nowhere near what we used to pay people. Be good soldiers. I'll never forget everyone in that locker room. It was like, you piece of shit. Cena sold out. That was a real eye-opener. I was just like, oh. I mean, I get he's a company guy. What is he going to do? I personally would have been like, look, I don't look good saying this. You guys tell them that. But it is what it is. We've talked about that before. I've always wanted to know this. Are the championships in wrestling real gold or are they just a showpiece that they have? I think they're all just the replica titles. I've got my title. It's just a replica title. The TV titles, they're all the replicas. They're not the real thing. Like, why would they? Why would you have somebody would steal those? It could be an extra. Somebody would steal them. A stagehand. So I think not to say that they don't have them at Stanford. Maybe they do. I personally, everything that I understand is always replicas, not actual gold. What's going on? Hello, hello. Good to see all of you. Yeah, I'm a fan if they brought Tamina into the group at some point, too. I've talked about that. I think a love storyline with Tamina and Sammy is absolute money. Where Sammy gets, where there's a marriage in like for Tamina and Sammy, a TV marriage. And like I just think it where Sammy's officially in the family. I would love to see that. And like it just like everyone there, the wedding. There's so many different ways they can go with this because everyone's getting over in the group in their own way. That they were already over, but they've made this something. It's taken on a life of its own. It's like it's. I'm all for it. Like I feel like now, like you're getting. You can do a Bloodline reality show with the Bloodline. With that, guys, we're going to wrap up today's show. I've got to get a bunch done here today, but it was good to get on and talk to you guys and answer your questions. This was a pro wrestling heavy episode, but that will give my editor will be able to get some good clips, I'm sure, from today. So I thank you. Thank you for all of that, guys. Greatly appreciate it. I hope you all have a great weekend here. Enjoy the football games if you're watching them and finish up having a safe and happy Sunday, happy weekend. And I will be back next week, either Saturday or Sunday, always on the weekend for the recording of the Ryback Show. And we will have a new feeding time, which I have to get done tonight, a new feeding time video coming out 9 a.m. Pacific time on YouTube here on Ryback TV tomorrow with that, guys. So thank you. And as always, my friends, until next time, stay hungry. Feed me more. More.